Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph on top. Again, last Shaila was that they checked out this arrow, and then Reb Yoina bat Achlifa threw it at a bird and made a kosher shechita. The kasher was like Dil Mavet Chalod, and maybe the arrow went through the simonim and it was covered up on top by a simon. Someone says, no, Chazinon Gidfo the Mirframe. We saw that the feathers were also cut, so for sure the shechita started on the outside. Furthermore, another kasher stam Ivo boy kisui. Oifus, we know when the dam comes down, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. Exactly, you just shech the oif when it's flying. You have to make a kisi adam. V'chitem, maybe you tell me, anechlami dimachsayile, that after he made the shechita, he went there to the place where the dam came down, and he covered it up. Smur, still is no good. I've omer reb zeru omer rav, that ha-shechit sarach shite, nofal amata v'yofal amala. The way you do the mitzvah of kisi adam is that first has to be offer soft dirt on the floor. And then you make a shechita that the blood goes on top of that dirt, and then you cover it up on top of it. Shenemar Pasuk says, v'chiseyu bi'ofer. You have to cover it up a bit offer, in offer. Mashma is offer there before. Rashi says, Mashma kule, tell me the offer. Those things have to be covered up in dirt. Or it doesn't offer, it doesn't say the word offer. Ela be offer. It says be offer. Malam, it comes to teach us, Shehash sheichet tzarech shitein offer lamata, v'yofer lamala. Mashma the shechita, the sheichet has to have prepared dirt on the bottom, and then the dam comes on top of that, and then he covers up the top of the dam also with offer. See, how can you make a shechita, throw the arrow at the bird? L'chur, there was no offer prepared on the bottom. Samar says, yes, the case was, the masmin leili offer l'kuli piska. That whole, piece of land where he made the shechita over, he first prepared offer there. He made sure there was offer there. Rashi says, offer kol abdika hoya, or meisit v'kotish. He made sure I could chop it up to make sure the dirt was soft there. Rashi says, l'yishoy offer tichuach. Or else the offer was already soft from before. And all they had to do was just umizam noim bepeh lakach. Shalom, you go with this from Rashinat, but this pshat is you have to be mazmin, prepare that dirt of bepeh. You have to say that this dirt should be ready for kisi hadam. Now the Gemara says that the Mishnah Yeshech Vitis, he was shechting, and he chopped off the head, he shechted in one movement. So we say it's possible, unless the knife is long enough. Now Omer Reb Zeira, what's called long enough? Molei tzaveh v'chutz letzaveh. That the knife has to be long enough, longer than the neck, and a little bit more. That's called molei tzaveh v'chutz letzaveh, a little bit more than the length, than the width of the neck. So, question is, Yiboylu, we have a question like this. Yiboylu, who was observing me to say molei tzaveh v'chutz letzaveh? Does it mean to say the width of the neck and a little bit longer? Molei tzaveh v'chutz letzaveh, k'molei tzaveh. To have a law trade tzavori, does it mean to say, like we learned from the Mishnah, that the knife has to be long enough, the amount of two widths of the head, no, it's two heads, or do we maybe know, mole tzavor, the knife has to be long enough to the width of the neck, v'chutz letzavor mashu, and a little bit longer, that's all, as long as it's a mashu, longer than the neck itself, the knife is kosher to make a shechita with one movement. That's the shaila. So Toshma coming here. It says Hoye Shoichit, he was shechting. Fihitis Shnei Roshim of Asachas, and he chopped off, he made a shechita on two heads at one time. So it says im yesh l'sakin molei tzaver echod kosher. If the knife is long enough of one neck, it's kosher. So now my molei tzaver echod, what does it mean to say the knife is long enough of the width of one neck? Elaine, if you want to tell me mole tzavarecha the sule, that's all. Hashta bebehema achas. Binim mole tzavar b'chutz letzavar. Madach, when you shecht only one animal, the knife has to be longer than the width of the neck. It has to be at least a little bit more. So here, b'shtei behemas, we shecht in two animals. Sagi luhu k'mole tzavarecha. Is it possible to say that the knife is kosher to make the one shechita if it's only as long as one width of one neck? Is that possible to say? Ela pshita my for sure. What it means to say is molei tzaveh chutz l'shnei tzavorim. It means to say if this knife is long enough that it will extend the width of the head more than these two heads, that's when it's kosher. So shemaminu, we have a proof that when the Mishnah or Rabbi Zera meant to say that when is the shechita kosher with one movement, if the knife is molei tzaveh, what he meant to say was molei tzaveh chutz l'tzaveh shemaminu. He meant to say that the knife has to be long enough the length of two heads. So therefore, when the knife goes over one head, he has another length of that head like to make the shechit in one stroke, then the shechit was kosher. But if the knife is not long enough, they have two widths of the head, so then we say, for sure, you did not make a kosher shechit, but we made a drossa, you had to press down, that's how you made the shechit with one movement. Then the Mishnah said, the med of a mamum, when was it said that you have to have a long knife, that's only bizman shahulech lehevi, if you just make one movement. If you make movements backwards and forwards, then even though the knife is so small as an ismol, still the shechit is kosher. The Omer of Menashe, that the ismol shein loy kenayim, this small, like a small, thin knife, we're talking about it has no points to it, it has no horns to it, it has no point at the end, but it has a point at the end, then we have to be afraid the point, like, will puncture this simonim without a shechit, then it'll be possible. Oh, male ravacha, braid ravabu the ravmanasho, mach to mai. What's going to be if you want to make a shrita with a needle, with a machat? Oh, male said back to him, mach to mivza boza. A needle is no good. Mivza boza, like, scratches it. Rashi says, kishamanuch mevi, mitoich shuchat, since it's so sharp, hu noikiv vakareya vulechaitich. It just, like, punctures it, but it's not really cut it. Therefore, with a needle, it would not be kosher to make a shrita. Machto di ush chafi mai. What would be the loch of a needle of a shoemaker? In other words, with a shoemaker tanner, what he used to cut the skin with, that type of a needle. What would be the loch with that? Can you make a shchita with this or not? Rashi says, shepiyosev chadudin. It mouths like a very sharp. Vechoitchin chuti atfar. And that's what cuts the chutim when you sew the shoe. So, mai, what's the loch? Omle tzedak temtunini. We learn like this. That a filu kol shoe. Even though the needle is very small, still it's kosher. So my love, does the Mishnah mean to include machto d'ushrechvi? That's also kosher. Even such a small needle, it's not as small as a regular needle, it's a little bit bigger, but even such a tool is also, the shoemaker's tool is also kosher for shechita. So Mishnah says, loy ismul. Maybe the Mishnah only means to say an ismul, which he says like a small, Rashi says, is like a tar, it's like a razor. Only that's kosher for shechita, but not any type of a needle. So whereas the ismol behedikotoni law, that the Mishnah says clearly that an ismol is kosher for shechita. The Chor of the Mishnah means to include something else. So whereas says no, I'll tell you perusha koma forest. The Mishnah is coming to explain my kosher. What it means to say even though the knife is a small one, ismol it has to be at least like a tar, but not smaller, not like a needle. And the Mishnah says hokinam mistab is the svar also. The yisagadet we tell me to think. That machto di ushechvi is also kosher for shechita. This needle the tanner uses is so harsh. The machto di ushechvi shari maduch. That's kosher for shechita. Is so ismol mi boy like for sure a small razor is kosher for shechita. So why does the Mishnah have to say ismol for? Elamayt mashma only an ismol, not a needle. So Mar says could be no. I'll tell you ismol isrochel. The Mishnah teaches us a chiddush about an ismol. But so otherwise, sakut the chemin I would have thought to say. Ligzel is making zera ismol shame like karnayim, making zera not to use this tar, this razor that does not have any points to it, or to ismol sheish like karnayim, maybe you can't use an ismol that does have points to it, so maybe making zera not to use it kumashmon, that's the chiddush. No, we don't make a zera. So it's the chiddush to say you can use an ismol, but who are then maybe could also use a machtod yushechvi. Therefore, it wouldn't be a clear proof in the Gemara, but Koporim, that's upon the Mishnah, but Koporim, that's what we hold. That a Machto Yishvi is no good, only an Ismol is kosher l'shchita. Now the Mishnah says, no flo sakin, let's say a sakin falls, for shochta and it makes a shchita, afo pisha shochta kedak, even though the shchita is done well, still psula, it's a posla shchita, it's no good. Shinema, because the posla says, vizavachta viyachalta, that after you make a zvicha, then you could eat from it. So we dash in ma'ashat as a veyach ha-toichel. It has to be that you made the shechita. It has to be a koyach of a gavra, a koyach of a power of a man. And not here that the knife fell off. Now the Gemara says, Taimer, what's the reason why if a knife falls down by itself like a mesa shechita is possible? Taimer the nafla, because the knife fell by itself. Hohi pilo, ma'ashe if a person threw it down. Hohi pilo, if the person threw the knife down, then sure, then it would be kosher. Even though he had no kavanah to make a shechita, as long as the person is the one that threw it down is called the koyach of a gavra, that would be called a good shechita. Tzmor says, the man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah, the loy bin and kavon l'shchita, you don't have to have kavon, you don't have to have intentions to make a ma'aseh shchita. So my Rabbi says, Rabbi Nosin, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin, that Tony Oishio is zero de min chavrei, that Oishio learned. So the Shaila has what the pshat is. Rashi has two pshat. The Mom Shavash says, Ziri de min chav. Rashi says, Soyu HaYeshiva was the youngest one in the yeshiva. For Limnir, another pshat is, the Oishio, Ziri Ho, you know, means Oishio, Rabbi Oishio was young. Nikra de min chav, Rashi from the yeshiva. So Kitz Oishio, Ziri de min chav, said like this, that Zorak sak in the night of a kaisel. Somebody throws a knife just to stab it into the wall. You want to get it into the wall. For a whole chav v'shochtem, while the knife is going, it also makes a shchit that cuts through the simonim of a bird or a behemoth, kedaka the right way. So it's like this. Rabbi Nosin Mashir. Rabbi Nosin says, yes, the shchit was kosher. The chom poison, the chom says, no, it's possible. Since you do not have kavon and l'shem shchito, the chom says it's possible. Rabbi Nosin says it's kosher. Zmora says, true. Hutoni lo v'uomlo, he learned and he said like this. Halacha k'Rabbi Nosin, without a passing like Rabbi Nosin. Like our Mishnah, that a shchit is kosher even without kavono. For tomorrow, I will omar rova chod is in the rova. We learned this one, said this already one time. Rashi midaita shalach, he said already one time, alach is like Rav Nosin. That's not like this, not in the first Mishnah. Vechulon sheshochetu, whoever makes a shchita, v'yachirim roi noison, whether somebody else is watching him, shchitosek shera. Then the ever the shchit is good. If somebody else watched the chera shayt of the cut and make the shchit and they said they did a good job, the shchit is kosher. For Yarmina, we said on that already. Mantan, who's the tan of the first Mishnah? The leiboy kavon, you don't have to have kavon of a shchita. That even a chera shayt of a cut is also good if somebody watched him to make sure he did kill a shchita. So mantan, the leiboy kavon le shchita. For Yamarov, Rabbi said Rabbi Nosin, he goes according to Rabbi Nosin. So like, why does Rav have to be Madaik again from now Mishnah? He Allah Rabbi Nosin, he was Madaik already from the first Mishnah. So Mar says Tariqa, yes, we need the Dik of Rav both times. Di Ashmin and Hosim Fud only learned in the first Mishnah, Shem Mikshum the Komechadon, Shem Chaticha B'Yerlam. Our Koponim, it's a Cheresh Shait of a Kotan. So therefore, our Koponim, the Mechadon, to make a Chaticha, to cut. Maybe they don't have Kavonim to make a Shrita, but they have Kavonim at least to cut. So maybe that's why it's good. I will talk about over here. The loyko mechavin, the person has no kavona to make a shchit at all to cut. He only has kavona to stab the knife into the wall. A maloy, maybe here, it's not a kosher shchita. So I need the chiddush over, even in this case, that the only psulus cost noflet fell by itself. But any time the person threw it, even though without intentions of cutting at all, still it's a kosher shchita. Now, v'yashmin and hochav, Rabbi would only made his dik from over here, from our Gemara. I want to say Mishum the Kosim Mikoyach Ben Das, and now Mishnir is better because the Koponim Agodol is the one that threw the knife, so it's coming from a Ben Das. I will also put over there the like Kosim Mikoyach Ben Das doesn't come from a Ben Das. Aim Aloy. Maybe they would have thought to say the Shkit is no good. Sricha. That's the Chiddush that even an hour, even over there by the Cheresh Shreit of a Kot, and also the Shkit is kosher because you do not have to have Kavona for Shkita. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if we learn like this, Nida shenensa v'tovlo. Let's say a Nida was forced to go into the mikvah. And she went into the mikvah, she was forced, but she fell into the mikvah, sonsi, b'kitzi, she went into the mikvah without kavana. Some Rav Yudam Arav Tahira Lebesa, yes, for her own husband she's tor. As long as she was in the mikvah, she becomes tor from a tumas Nida. But v'yasur alecha b'truma, but he truma, if she was a bas koyin, or an eshes koyin, so in order to teach truma, then you have to have a tefillah l'shem tyrus to be able to teach a truma. And without kavono, she still also teach a truma. For Rabbi Yechonon Amar Af lebeis loyteriyos, no, even lebeis, even for her own husband, still she's tamei until she has kavono to do it l'shem tefillah. So the machlokes Rabbi Yechonon and Rav, and Rabbi Yudam Rav. Oh, malei Rav l'Rav Nachman, so Rav says Rav Nachman. L'Rav, according to Rav, the Yom that he says Torah Lebeisa, that she's taught to a husband tefillah without kavona, helps to take off the tumas nidom, but still v'yasur alecha b'truma. She's still also tit truma. She's still tamei for truma. So he asks the question: how could that be? Oven chorus hutra isa misa miboy. Madik took off the isa chiv chorus of living with a nida, which is a mochamadik isa. So for sure, this tefillah should take off the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim of eating truma when you're tomei. Rashi says toma shocha truma b'misa b'dei shemayim b'eluher anasrofim. The chorus, Rashi says, chomem b'misa. The yom of nichros and the zara nichros. Chorus means both you and your children will be wiped out. Chidavsiv aririm yiyu. Ma'ashayin kerein the misa b'dei shemayim is only you, not your children. So madich this tefillah of a nida without kavona helps to be matah to a husband. It takes off the chiyuv koris, so for sure it should be good enough for truma. She should be able to eat truma now. Omele said back to him like this: by lo chulunu, that negay to living with a husband is only halach of chulun, and v'chulun le boy kavon en chnami. But tefillas for chulun does not need kavona. Ma'ashenkein for truma, that's a mochamadik halach over there. You have to have kavona. We'll soon see whether it's midiraisa, poshes only midirabonin. The rabbonin will machmir v'chus truma that you have to have kavona. Now the Gemara says, how do we know to say like this? Rashi says, how do we know to say that for chulun you don't have to have kavona? The Tanan, we learn like this, gal shenitlash, if a wave like came out from the ocean or went up out of the water, so this gal is nitlash, is detached from the ocean. You have a wave of water. Oboy aboyim so, and in this wave itself there's aboyim so, that's the amount of water for a tyrus of a mikvah. Benofel al odem, it fell upon a person, be al kelim, and upon the kelim. So toirim, they become tor, even though they have no kavona. But lamai sets a kosher mikvah, so they have, they become tor. So my love doesn't mean to say odem do me the kelim. The odem is like a kelim. Ma kelim loy mechav, just like the kelim, these utensils, they have no das. So for sure they become tor without das. It means to say is af odem nami loy boy kavona more than a person, even though this person was tamei. And he didn't have kavona that this wave should be metairim, but since lemais is inside a mikvah, now it becomes tor. So here you see that for chulun you do not have to have kavona. So versus mimai, who told you this? Dilma, maybe b'yeshiv u'metzapo askinon, emos sayit l'shagal. Maybe this person knows that he's tamei and he's waiting to become tor, and he's waiting for this wave to come on top of him. So avada he has kavona for tefillah. So what's the proof? And then I'll tell you, the kelim dumi the other, maybe means here a case of kelim, these utensils become